Well, I am excited to be here. I have been putting some stuff together to share with you this morning over the past couple days. Of course, it's been an accumulation of the last year with AI. Oh, thank you. And I am pretty excited because my entire career some people kind of have known me as the marketing consultant for real estate entrepreneurs. And my entire career has been about helping real estate investors and entrepreneurs achieve their goals. So I do that now for the past 3 years. I've been doing it more on a high level to leverage myself, working with a lot of the people that you see on the stage this weekend, working with influencers, because if I can help them help their people, I get a lot more bang for my buck. Because is your time limited?
Yes.
Is money limited?
Yes.
Actually, I think money's unlimited, but time, because if I dropped $20 right here, you would pick it up. Yes, you would. Could I get it back?
Yeah.
I could earn it back. If I didn't make any money, the government would force money on me, right? So, what if you wasted 20 minutes? Can I ever get it back?
No,
you can't get it back. So time is more important than money. And so what I want to do today is show you how to save tons of time and do things that you never thought possible. But more importantly, do the things you're already doing successfully, faster, easier, more efficiently. Okay, how many people would like to scale their business? How many people would like to do more deals? How many people would like to have more fatter profit margins on each deal? How would you like to convert more of your leads into deals? All right? Occupy your houses faster at higher prices and higher rent. Right? We know that's how you make money in real estate. So go do that. But now we can do it. We can get some assistance. How many people have hired VAs? Staff, built a dream team, outsource, delegate, systemize. So this is nothing new. This is what I've been teaching for 20 years and what I've been doing in my own business. But now I'm so excited about AI, and I'll show you why. And there's one thing I want you guys to walk away with is the ability to go out and start using what I'm talking about today. Does that sound good? Okay, good. So I'm not here to sell you anything, but you think I might. Yeah. But it's easy. It's like a no-brainer. So if you don't join my community of AI enthusiasts, real estate investors, then I want you to walk away with something that you can do tonight. Okay? And this is amazing. This is incredible. I'm going to show it to you. In fact, I've spoken to a lot of groups of real estate investors and real estate influencers, mastermind groups, and usually I blow their mind and I overwhelm them. So I'm going to try and keep it down, and time permitting, we'll do some Q&A. So if you have any questions, write them down. If you have any outcomes for your business, start thinking about that. The biggest problem with using AI is people fall down these rabbit holes. How many people have experienced that? You get in and you've wasted 3 hours and you haven't gotten anything done, right? Every time you use an AI strategy, an AI tool, ChatGPT, you should have an outcome, okay? And the outcome should be to complete something. So I'm going to talk about some frameworks, some success frameworks that always work, and this allows you to take some of the information you're going to learn this morning and put it on these frameworks. The first framework I'd like to talk about is the 5-step formula for success. Let me see a hand of people that have gone through any of my training programs over the years. All right, cool. The 5-step formula for success. I teach it every time I do a training. We start with this because it's how you achieve anything. It's very simple, and now we can apply those best practices and now get the help from what We can go ahead and call it an AI advisor, because there's one tool, because I can give you hundreds of tools. In fact, I will give you hundreds of tools, but not today, all right? You don't need hundreds of tools. How many people want thousands of prompts? Thousands. Nobody wants thousands and thousands of prompts. You want three prompts that work. Okay? And what's a prompt? It's a question that you ask AI. It's say, help me with this. The better you are at asking questions, the better output you're going to get, and the better questions you ask. So that's why I wanted you to start thinking about, what do you want to improve in your business? What do you want to change in your business? What would you like to increase or decrease, eliminate, add? Okay? What's going to move the ball down the field? What's going to get you to your goals? So the five-step formula for success is, number one, set a goal. Have an outcome. Have a specific outcome, a SMART outcome. Specific, measurable, so you know how to, if you've achieved it. Achievable, that it's possible. And relevant to you. A lot of us are chasing after goals that are important to somebody else, but not really important to you. And you don't like what you're doing, okay? Relevant means that every goal that you set should be super important. You should be 100% committed to any goal you set, or just don't set it. Otherwise, you're going to beat yourself up. You should be achieving 90% of the goals that you set. But people don't have goals. They have dreams. They have ideas. They have notions. So a goal is SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and
timed,
time-based. It has a deadline. It's a dream with a deadline. If you don't have a deadline, you just can flounder around, right? How many people flew here? I did, okay. Now, since you had to get on that plane at that certain time, you did whatever it took to get there, right? If you don't have it, how many people know that when you put yourself out and make a commitment and put yourself on the line and set a deadline and make a promise, it motivates you to take action? Yeah. Absolutely. So you can do that yourself. You can do that with the help of your dream team, a coach, a mentor, a friend, accountability coach or advisor, or AI. Okay? So first step is set a goal. Second step is to make a plan. ChatGPT is the number one tool I want to teach you how to start using right now. How many people are already using it? Okay? Good. How many people are getting good output, getting good results? Great. How many people are struggling with it because it's not really working like you thought, right? I'll help you change all that, okay? It's the number one tool on the planet. Now, it's a conversational bot. How many people don't know what ChatGPT is? Okay? It's a conversational bot based on artificial intelligence. It runs an algorithm, has all these words from the internet. And if you say a word, it's going to predict what's the next word. It's just running a program. It's not smart. It's not intelligent. However, it's an expert on just about anything you ask it. How's that? So, I want you to use ChatGPT. I'm going to show you what's called a prompt, a super prompt, and I'm going to give you a mega prompt, okay? And the results of that. And now, so set a goal, make a plan. ChatGPT is great for brainstorming, strategic planning, okay, getting answers, putting a plan together. It's great for that. But you have to start with a goal. A lot of people work on plans without setting a real specific goal first. When I go into a company and they want to 5X their business, they usually don't have specific goals that they're working on that are SMART. Okay, and so all I do is get really, think about it right now, in your business right now, a year from now, how many people signed up for next year already? Okay, good. How many people are going to be there next year? Good. All right, I'll raise my hand. Hopefully they'll invite me back. I spoke here about 15 years ago, so it's nice to be back. Set a goal, make a plan, and lost my train of thought there. Most people do it backwards. They work on a plan, and then they figure out, what it's going to do. Okay? So number one, set a goal. Number two, make a plan. And number three, plan your work. That's just taking all those steps that you created to get that you need to do, all these tasks that have to happen, you get it into your schedule. So plan your work. And then just number four, just work off your schedule. Just don't think during the week. You've already decided it's important to you. You already decided what you want to do, what you're going to get done, what other people are going to do for you. That's part of your plan. Chat's really good for that. And then get it into your schedule and just knock it out. Then step number five, what happens? Sometimes you're off course, right? So you get feedback and adjust. So set a goal, make a plan, plan your work, work your plan, get feedback and adjust. So what kind of goals, what kind of things can we do with AI? Find new deals. How many people need more deals? How many people have enough deals? Okay. I have actually put people in a position where they have more leads than they can handle. Okay. So what do you do when that happens? When you have more leads than you can handle, what do you do? You get more picky, right? You have to, you can cherry pick, and you can back off your marketing plan, but I say make, do better, bigger deals. You know, make better offers for you, right? So that's getting more picky. So finding deals. So a lot of times people are struggling with that. There's two ways to find deals. You can attract them with marketing, and ChatGPT, again, the number one tool I want to talk about today, is great for helping you create marketing content. You guys should be content marketers. How many people already think of themselves as a content marketer? You're putting out content to create credibility, attract an audience, provide value, right? So content marketing is great. You can create, we'll talk about things you can create and how to do that. And then so your marketing message is what is really good. It can create your main message and then repurpose that into emails, into web posts, into flyers, into ads, into scripts, video scripts, okay? Your market, who are you going to target? Who's your niche? It can help you decide on where you want to be a big fish in a small pond. It can do your property research for you. Again, where you want to buy, who you want to buy from, what type of properties you want to buy. That's kind of like your investing model, right? Generating leads, so you're attracting leads or going out hunting for deals or cold calling. How many people cold call and love it? You should eliminate cold calling. It's 800% better to have prospects call you, right? All right. And it's all, so marketing is salesmanship multiplied, okay? It leverages you. That's why I'm a marketing guy. I'm not a sales guy. I'm a marketing guy. When I was here speaking, I had a course called How to Collect Five-Figure Paychecks Buying and Selling Houses. How many people got that course? All right. If you've got that course, come to me. I got it online. I'll give you online access to it, all right? It's a great course. Okay. what was I saying? Going out and finding deals or attracting leads. So you don't want to be cold calling. You want people calling you. All right, so identify the best opportunities. So finding deals is either going out and find deals. Oh, yeah, cold calling. when I had people used to call my office, they said, I read your page on your website about your five-figure paycheck course. They said, why should I buy it? And I said, didn't you read it? I didn't have patience for that, right? Later, I hired a partner that wanted to jump on those calls, right? Now, you want to be talking to sellers. In fact, the number one thing you should be doing is talking to sellers with gobs of equity, okay? And I'll talk to any seller. I don't care if they're motivated or not, because I know a lot of their motivation is hidden. So the marketing that I do is I just advertise the benefits, and I did this, I don't have time to share it today, but a great chat with ChatGPT. I said, What are all the things that a seller wants? This is, and you can do this. Go into chat and say, what are all the benefits that any seller would want? And it'll give you a list. And it'll give you a list of things you know and you've seen in other people's ads and your ad. And then a list of things you haven't thought of. So it's like, okay, I can offer all those. Create a free special report, explain how they can get all these options, right? Free special report is a lead magnet. So instead of advertising that you buy houses, you advertise, get all these benefits, free report. And don't even mention that you buy houses. Do you think there's any resistance to sellers selling to an investor? Yeah, they think you're gonna lowball them. In fact, a lot of you will, right? Well, that's what you got to do when you buy all cash, right? Well, what about terms? I can pay a seller any price for their property. The only question is, when? If they have equity, I can move their equity out in the future. And with the time value of money, like, can I pay $1 million for a $1 million house and make any money? Well, yeah, if I gave them $1 million in 10 years, I'd collect all the cash flow for 10 years. That's just a simple example. So I've created software that calculates multiple offers, getting really creative on people's equity, so we can pay more for a property than any other buyer, any other investor, any retail buyer, right? Because we're getting like very low or 0% interest for a long period of time on a portion of their equity. Now, if they don't have any equity, then they might have to pay me to take over their loan, right? But you got to run the numbers, and the numbers are what's your profit target minus all of your expenses, okay? And your profit comes from cash now, cash flow, and cash later. You add all that up, you subtract your profit and your expenses, and that's the most you should pay for a property. I did this with ChatGPT. I have a software that I sell for $800, and I spent years developing it, improving it, and it's amazing, okay? I'm now teaching ChatGPT, I'm creating prompts for it to do that for me. And I did that the other day. I said, I have a $200,000 house. It rents for $1,500 a month. Taxes, insurance at $300. I want the seller to finance me at 3% interest. That's the applicable federal rate. If you want to offer interest, offer the government rate. You know, hey, I say get principal only payments, right? You can pay more, right? But if they say interest, it's like, well, I've added it to the price, right? But if they really want interest, then give them the government rate, the applicable federal rate, which is about 3% right now, okay? So I told it 3% interest, and I want to buy it and then sell it for $220. It's a $200,000 house. I'll sell it for $220 to my tenant buyer in 3 years. That's what I said, okay? That's my game plan. What can I pay for this property? And then it gave me some things, and I said, well, what about this, and what about this? And I kept doing all these what-ifs, which is what my software does. So I'd love to demonstrate that for you, but that's a whole 90 minutes in itself, right? And I will do that. I have an event coming up next month, and I have some bonus calls between now and then, so we can get together, and I can show you that, right? So I love as a real estate investor, you can now structure your creative offers, having a conversation with ChatGPT. And then once I had my offers, I said, well, what if I held it for 7 years, right? What if it appreciated after 7 years, what if it appreciated 2% a year on rents and value, right? What if inflation on taxes, insurance, and homeowners dues went up? I did all these what ifs. What if I hired a property manager, right? And it just instantly redoes it, and it actually tells you how it calculates those numbers. It's amazing. All right. Seller engagement. All right. This, you only want to talk to sellers that are really serious or interested, that are flexible or motivated, right? Otherwise, they're kind of wasting your time. If you do talk to them, you just build a relationship and say, call me later when something changes. Right? But how would you, you know, a lot of you, how many people have other people taking those inbound leads so you don't have to talk, so they can pre-screen them for you? How many pre-screen them yourself? How many people get any leads? How many people are buying houses? Okay. How many people, how many people are getting started? Okay. How many people are already retired? There you go. Let's talk about another framework. The four levels of entrepreneurship. Number one is school. It's where you're learning how to do, how to make money in real estate. Okay, level one. All right, everybody starts there, right? You learn how, you're getting things set up, you're getting your website, you're getting your business name, you're studying, but you're not doing anything, you're not making any money because you're not really taking any action. Level two is marketing and systems. That's where you start making money. And at level two, you're usually limited about $250,000 a year as a kind of a solopreneur, right? You need to leverage yourself to make millions, okay? Now, typically, all right, level two is where a lot of people are at. Level three is you have a team. You have assistants. You have systems, outsourcing, delegation. So SODA, write this down, S-O-D-A, systems, outsourcing, delegation, and automation, right? That's how you scale your business, okay? That's it. That's how you do it. That's level three. So once we get people's marketing working and they know how to handle the leads and they're doing deals, and they run out of that time. And I think your time is worth $500 an hour, okay, I think, as a successful real estate investor. And at a minimum, $50 an hour. Anything that you're doing that you can't pay someone less than $50 an hour, you know, you should get it off your plate. In fact, I think you should be living your preferred lifestyle and not doing stuff that you don't love, okay? Gravitate towards doing the stuff you're excited about. And then use SODA on the rest. And now AI is another way we can leverage ourselves, okay? So AI can take that initial contact, and it can qualify it, and it can set up the appointment. Has anybody seen any of those chat bots that do that now for real estate investors? Okay. You can train it with your data, so you can set up all this stuff up, but that's not the best use of your time. What's the best use of your time? Talking to sellers, making offers, right? That's how you make money. How many people want to make more money? Make more offers. How many people have people that have said no? Go ask them again. How many times do you ask? Five or more. So it's five or more on the first call or five or more over time. So when I put together a marketing campaign to nurture or attract sellers or buyers or private lenders or whatever type of marketing campaign, how many hits is in my campaign? Over five, right? It's typically between five and eight. If you're doing anything once, it's probably not a good use of your time, okay? You got to leverage yourself. So seller engagement, there are other people that are setting up these bots. So I'm kind of like on the leading edge of all this stuff, and a couple of my buddies are already doing this, but I need, before I recommend it, I want to use it myself so I can not only recommend it, but also give you the best strategies. Because a lot of these tools are just tools, right? If you have a hammer, what are you going to do with it? You need some skills. And you need a strategy. You need a blueprint, right? So people are getting overwhelmed with thousands and thousands of new AI tools and unlimited use cases. But your use cases, the question is that Vina said, everybody wanted to know, is how do I use AI in my business, right? Those are called use cases. So number one use case, be finding deals. Number two, seller engagement. And you can automate that process of follow-up. So that list that you have of everybody that you know is your number one list. You know, the effect of your marketing, the better your list, target market you go after, either the geographic area or the demographic mailing list or marketing list, the better you get, the more refined you get on that, the better, right? And then you can stack it and get it even better, right? What's the best list on the planet? The people that already, hey, David, marketing expert over here. The best people, the people that already like, know, and trust you, right? Do business with them. Ask those sellers again to if the house is still available, right? Build your buyer's list. Build your investor list, right? Let everybody know what you do. It's called an elevator speech. This is a great use that you can go in today, go into ChatGPT, and say, what are the best elements of an elevator speech? It'll tell you. And say, okay, help me write one. What questions do you need to ask me? And it'll ask you some questions, and you'll have an elevator speech in 5 minutes. Okay? What is an elevator speech? To me, it's your marketing message. So elevator speech is short, but it's basically who you are, what you do, who you do it for, and why. And that you want to expand into your unique selling message. And you can do that by having a conversation with ChatGPT. Then, to leverage yourself, you take your marketing message and you get it out in all types of media, online, offline, flyers, letters, brochures, right? Web pages. Videos. How many people are using video as part of your marketing? Video. And can it be a lot of work? All right. I'll share some tools today real quick. Well, I'll share right now. Write this down, everybody. Descript. Descript is a tool where you can take a raw video, upload it, and it automatically transcribes it. Okay? Descript AI. Descript, like description, but ends with a T, right? You upload a video, it transcribes it, and you can sign up for this for free, by the way. It transcribes it, and then you can edit the video by editing the text. You push one button, it takes out all the ums and ahs. You push another button, it creates studio quality sound. You push another button and it takes out all the dead space. And then you can add, you can make a whole production. You can add caption, you can do all that stuff. But just a talking head video that you want to share and publish, you can do that so much faster now. Now when I do my calls and stuff, I go ahead and do a better quality output. By instead of just publishing the raw video, which I'm fine with, I've always been fine with that, now I can streamline it. In fact, there's another tool called Opus.pro, Opus Clip, where you take that video, you upload it, and it turns it into 10 viral 30 to 90 second segments with the captions. It'll identify what should be a small viral type video. Most people don't do that because it's too much work. You don't have anybody to do it. You don't have the time. Now you can do it that quickly with a tool like that. Opus.pro. It's also known as Opus Clip. And there's several tools like that. Now, a lot of people need to focus in on other things, right? Because if you have a video, you have to have a good script. You have to have a good message. And you can just ask ChatGPT. So here's how you set up an account, just real quick. Go to openai.com, and sign up for free. Okay? Just sign up for free. Now, I'm going to show you what I did with the premium version, which costs $20 a month. And with the premium version, you'll definitely want that when you're using it, because you get better output. Plus, you have all these new features. Now, one of the problems with AI, it's moving very quickly. Okay, so what I've done is I've created kind of a community of folks that share what's working best, and I spend a lot of my time finding out, here's 100 tools, here's 5 you should look at, disregard the other 95. So I've saved you tons of time. You know, what's your time worth per hour again, right? 500, good. I'll say in a minimum of 50, I like that, 500. One of the tools that I created, and I'll tell you how I created this, you might want to write this down, is I asked ChatGPT, how do I make $600 an hour, not $500, but $600 an hour with ChatGPT? What questions do you need to ask me so you can help me? If you just take that prompt and go to ChatGPT and say, I want to make $600 an hour doing whatever, or just that, right? What questions you have to ask me, it will give you a list of 10 questions. You answer those questions, you're going to get phenomenal output. So I did a webinar on this, and we created three amazing ways to create $600 an hour with ChatGPT. So the truth is you can actually do anything. So you got to get clear on what's your goal, what's your outcome, what's your intent. So you want to engage with sellers, you want to talk to sellers, you want to follow up with sellers. Right, Damon? You want to follow up? It's kind of important. All right. I told you, you can analyze markets. So you can go to Redfin and pull up a list of properties. I went the other day, I pulled up a list of rentals, and you can download that search list. And then in ChatGPT, you can upload a data file, a spreadsheet, all kinds of data for it to analyze. So I said, here's 30 properties for rent in Wichita Falls. Which three properties are the best deal for the landlord? Which three properties are the best deal for a tenant? Like that. Okay, so again, what's your intent? You got to get behind the intent. And so there's a feature in ChatGPT in the premium version. You have default, and then you have search with Bing. ChatGPT has a knowledge cutoff of September 2021. So if you want recent data, you need to browse the internet. So there's a couple ways to do that. Otherwise, if you're talking about give me some negotiation strategies, that's kind of evergreen. And it doesn't have a problem with that, okay? Or good marketing strategies, right? Or personal growth and development, strategic planning. Anything like that is evergreen strategies that always work, okay? But if you need current data, you can use Browse with Bing, or they have plugins. And plugins do different things, like you have plugins on your Chrome browser, okay? I have one on my Chrome browser that scrapes data from any website. They have plugins that scrapes data from any website. How many people would like to scrape those ideal lists from the county and the city of people that, you know these are good lists, but it's so much trouble to go out and get that list. And since it's so much trouble, nobody else is doing it. Would that give you an advantage to go out and find good, you know, people's water shutoffs, you know, the probate, tax liens and all that? You can buy that data, but if you do, be careful, because if they're selling the data, then a lot of people might be using it. The only way you can know if that data is good is to test. But if you create the data and let AI create the data, you have a supreme marketing advantage. And you can buy a lot of properties on a small list and a small budget. So you can analyze what market you want to go into. So I went to several different websites and scraped data and downloaded data on crime. So, because I work with investors across the nation, so I want to, what are the best places? And we can buy and sell properties virtually, right? But is there an advantage to doing it locally? Absolutely, do it locally. I bought over 500 houses in a 60-mile radius, because I knew how to dominate that area. And the way you do that is with good marketing and be a big fish in a small pond and be consistent and have a good message and just keep, you know, set up a system and just run the system and become known as the person to go to when someone has a problem with real estate, either to buy or sell or invest. So you can do that. You can improve your marketing. You can determine what markets you want to dominate. So I did all, I haven't finished this yet, but I'm taking all this data and have what's my criteria for a good place to buy, because I don't like the metro areas, the high density areas, because I think the future is people want more for their money. They'll need more for their money, by the way. They'll want more natural beauty, less crime, they'll be willing to telecommute or go further out. So I like the sprawl. I like going out rural. I like going around, you know, away from the busyness, okay? And there's a lot less competition. So if I do that, which areas are growing, which has the most potential? I can take all that data on crime, on density, on population growth, affordability, and just feed that using the data, the next feature in ChatGPT, which is all these features are like in beta because they change, but it's called advanced data analysis. So you can just have a chat just like normal, or you can attach these files and have it analyze it and then ask it questions. Here's another thing. Here's something you can all do with the advanced data analysis. You just attach files from a property file, and then you have a conversation with the property file. And there's an AI tool that specifically does that, but you can do it with ChatGPT. That's why I want you to learn and start using ChatGPT, and I'm going to give you some cool things to go out and do. Hopefully you have some ideas, but I'll break it down. When we're done, we'll have a kind of an action plan for you. And again, we can do some Q&A. If you have any questions, write them down. So analyzing data, analyzing market, making better decisions, and reducing your risk. What stops people from making offers? Because they don't know what to offer, or they're not confident in the numbers, or they're not confident what they can do with that property, right? Don't you drag your feet on making an offer because you lack confidence? Well, you can make quicker decisions, you can be more confident, and you can buy more houses, and you can identify a non-deal very quickly, so you don't try and make... That's the biggest challenge I have as a coach, is an investor brings me a property, says, I can't make the numbers work, and I look at it, and I said, it's not a deal. The only way for that to work is the seller gives you $100,000. But I always make an offer. Mr. Seller, I can help you if you give me $100,000. Always make an offer. Offer creation. I told you, I started that conversation. I can't wait to share this with you. My offer generator software, I'm teaching chat how to run those numbers. See, because I wrote software on that, I know what numbers I need for creative offers. Now, it's really easy if you're making an all-cash offer. Pretty much a formula, right? But if you're getting creative, if you're doing subject to, if you're doing lease options, if you're doing owner financing, it's good to really crunch the numbers, because if you're not confident in your numbers, you won't offer as much as you could have, where you would have made a bunch of money. So I'll be able to show you how to make better offers and convert more of your leads into deals, okay? And you should be making multiple offers, right? The alternative choice close, right? So my software spits out, you know, three offers, all cash, no cash, and something in between. But it calculates the down payment, the monthly payment, and the price based on that scenario. And all of the properties next month, if you go to my event, I will teach you my investing strategy. There's all kinds of strategies. I got a kind of a hybrid. It's called the ultimate strategy. How many people have used the ultimate strategy? Oh, not a lot. Oh, I got to educate you guys. All right. It's a strategy that works on any property, in any price range, in any market, at any time. That's why it's the ultimate strategy. But you're essentially going after high equity deals, free and clear deals, high equity deals, and you collect money when you buy. And it's totally self-funded. You shouldn't be putting money into a property. In fact, here's another framework. Are you an investor or an entrepreneur? Well, if you're an investor, you're getting a return on your money, right? An entrepreneur, what do they get a return on? They're building equity in a business, right? And they're getting a return on their marketing, on their staff, you know, their expenses. So they're making money, and a real business can work without you. Oh, I told you there's four levels of entrepreneurship. I covered three. How many people are waiting for number four? Okay, yeah. Number four is financial freedom. Number four is our ultimate goal, where we have income coming in from all of our assets that allow us to live our preferred lifestyle without having to do anything. And I know a lot of you are there. You don't have to work. You just do what you want, and that's perfect. That's where I want you to be there quickly. One of the best programs I ever done is a program called Million Dollar Mindstorming, The Secrets of Creating Your Financial Future. And we took this vague notion of financial freedom, and we set it up as a specific goal. And then we ran the five-step formula for success on it. And then we created the plan. So we set the goal, made it not an idea or a notion. How many people want to be financially free? On what date? Right? It's not a goal. It's a dream. You got to turn financial freedom into a goal. So it's like, okay, in 5 years, I have this. I have a lot of fun having people go through deciding all their preferred lifestyle and then how much income they need to live it, because that's fun. And now it's even funner because you can do that research with AI. So you go shopping, you design your perfect lifestyle, and then you set a deadline on it and say, I need to have this amount of income, so what kind of return can you get? Well, I can get 10%, so I need this amount of assets, right? And then you create a plan. That's a long-term goal. You guys should be setting short-term goals and knocking them out. How many people would like to double their income? How quickly? Tomorrow. Now, is that realistic or achievable? Yes, it is, by the way. That's how I think. I would have to analyze that and say, okay, how are we going to do that? Because we could do that if it was important to you. But it's not important to you. You're not serious about that. That was flippant, right? 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 When would you like to double your income?
About a year?
Okay, that's very doable. How about 6 months? Or would you be...
Yeah, I would not object to that.
Okay, now, you would not object to that. But you have to have a reason. So it's good to put yourself in that position of doubling your income in 6 months and see what it does for you. Why did you do that? How's it going to change your life? How's it going to improve your life, right? And, okay, well, I have some things I want to buy, things pay off, right? So if you had $1 million just given to you, and I have a program where we walk through this exercise, you're just given this money, it's like, what are you going to do with the money, right? And then you get clear on, you don't need that much money to really do what you want. So, all right, offer creation. What else can you do with AI? Negotiating with sellers. Here's a way you can use ChatGPT before you ask it a question. Because you can ask it anything that you would like to do, anything, right? So you've made an offer to a seller and they've countered, right? Or they've given you an objection and you don't know how to handle that. So I would ask ChatGPT, I would say, and actually I would have a conversation that I'm already having this type of conversation with, so it already knows what I'm talking about. But if it doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'll say, what are the best negotiation strategies that real estate investors can use to overcome the common objections that they get from sellers that don't want to blank, blank, blank? See how specific that is? That's a super prompt, okay? What happens? It'll tell you exactly what to do, right? But you have to be an expert at it. No, you can say, okay, great. Here's the objection I got. What should I say? So we pre-prompt AI with, give me the best strategies on this topic, and then ask it to knock out something using the best strategies. Does that make sense? I'm going to blow your mind here in a minute. Negotiations, smart scaling. All right, the best thing you can do to make more money is once you close a deal, is to analyze the deal and see what you did right, what you did wrong, and how can you do it better. Remember that five steps? Get feedback and adjust, okay? So if you do that after each deal, that would be great. That would help you scale, all right? The SOTA we talked about, systems, outsourcing, delegation, automation, will also help you scale. Getting really clear on the high-level activities you should be doing in the business and not wasting your time will help you scale. But getting help and doing more deals more often, but not where you're limited on time. So AI can actually do this type of analysis, help you with that, okay? So you can create some prompts and say, hey, I just completed a deal. I want to analyze it. What do you want to know? You ask, that's what you say to the chatbot. I just finished a deal. I want to find out what I should do better next time. What do you need to know? And it'll ask you questions. You answer those questions, and then it'll tell you what to do. And if you have any questions on how to implement that action item, you say, I don't know how to implement that action item. Tell me where to start. This is great for hiring people and definitely automation. So, ChatGPT. I asked it this question the other day because it forced me to. I said, so I was having a conversation, I forget the context, and I said, so I have to treat ChatGPT like a child and an expert. And it said, yes, absolutely. And it told me why, right? Because a child, you need to give it clear instructions, right? So I was actually using this chat to get some advice on something. I wanted expert advice, right? And so any expert advisor that you would love to hire in your business for high dollars, you can create a conversation, pre-prompt it with your a world-class strategic planner prompt, that's called a persona prompt, and you can have conversations with your strategic planner, with your real estate training coach, okay, with your social media marketing coach or advisor, okay, or your marketing advisor, or your sales and negotiation advisor, okay. If you think about any type of high-level skill and advice, you can pre-prompt it by creating a persona. And the way you do that, and I'll give you, if you join me for the program that I'm going to offer you today, I'll give you three of these personas. Number one is strategic planner. I asked ChatGPT, what are all the skills, traits, characteristics of a world-class strategic planner? And it created this description. I said, well, John is an expert at all of that. Tell John how wonderful it is. He is. And then it said, John, you are this. So I took that output and I said, okay, ChatGPT, you are this. And created a persona. I did that for Alex Hormozy. How many people know Alex Hormozy? Okay, you guys got to check out his stuff. He's really good for all types of businesses, but his information on creating offers and generating leads is just the stuff that I do and teach my clients when I'm working with them one-on-one, my high-level clients. He gives all that stuff away for free. So he asked me to promote his book launch recently, $100 Million Leads, which is great. You all should check it out. And you can go through his course for free. He has an entire course on his two books that you can get for free. So what I did is I created a persona for Alex Hormozy. So it would write marketing like Alex Hormozy, who's a pro at it, right? Well, I shared that with some of my members, and one guy said, well, I actually used it as a business advisor. I was asking it business advice, and it was getting business advice from Alex. So that's a persona. So I have a persona for... I also created a course on how to build your influence and your persuasion, your credibility through social media using step-by-step using AI. And I created a persona for that, you know, a social media advisor. And then another one I created was strategic planner, Alex, and social media. But now we can create them for anything, anybody in your business. So that's what I'm going to do now. I've been focusing on working with all types of businesses over the past couple months, I've decided to come back and just focus on real estate. Focus on real estate investors. That's my expertise. I love helping you guys achieve your goals. It's what I've been doing all my life. Now with AI, I can help any business, but I might as well specialize. And that's why I'm here, okay? And I'm thank you, Vina, for inviting me, and thank you guys for asking for AI. Has this been helpful so far? The only thing I can do today mostly is elevate your awareness, okay? Elevate your awareness of what's possible. I'd be happy to spend time with you. I'll give you opportunities to spend time. I have a call on Wednesday that you can get on. We can do that. I have an event next month. How much time we got left?
All day.
Okay. Oh, about half hour. Great. All right. So I want to give you that mega prompt. There it is, mega prompt. You know, a lot of my buddies come to these events. In fact, half the people you saw on stage this weekend are my old buddies and associates. Some of them are my students, you know, or my mentors and that type of thing. What was I going to say? Okay, so mega prompt. Create three prompts I can ask ChatGPT that will help me do anything as your role in location. Write that down, go home, set up a free account, and ask this. Now, there's two types of modes. There's 3.5 and 4. So ChatGPT 3.5 is free. It works pretty good. 4.0 costs you $20 a month. Okay? You get better output, and you have some of those things I told you about. Browsing with Bing, advanced data analysis, the plugins, okay? And now you can do DALL-E 3, which is create images, right? And some of the images I'm going to show you, I just did on DALL-E 3 on ChatGPT. In fact, all the images you see are AI generated, okay? All right. So if you go into chat and you say, you know, if you don't know how to ask the right question, then ask ChatGPT to help you ask the right question. It's called a prompt, okay? So create three prompts that I can ask ChatGPT that will help me. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to focus in on? What do you want to learn? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want help with? What do you want to do in your business next that will make you more money, save you more time, make you happier, make your spouse happier, improve your sex life, right? Make you thinner, healthier. All right. Do anything and that's your role, as an investor, as a father. Now, when you go out and study AI, and you're going to start doing this, hopefully, but you'll learn a lot of stuff that you just don't, it's not going to help you in your business, okay? I use it to, I drove around for three weeks doing a family trip. I put the trip in chat. I said, here's the dates, here's where we're going, we're driving around, calculate all this stuff, and then when we changed the dates, I went in there and I said, we're leaving on this date, not that date. It recalculated. You can plan trips, you can do recipes, you can do all kinds of things. You can write stories, you can have fun, it's entertaining. My focus is, okay, have fun. We'll have fun together, but I want to have fun building your business and helping you achieve your goals, your financial goals, your sales and marketing goals, okay, your profit goals. I want you to live your preferred lifestyle as quickly as possible. In fact, the tagline for my event next month is how to make a gazillion dollars faster than grease lightning. I can guarantee that, right? Because it's unmeasurable. That's having fun. All right, so do anything as an investor in, now you don't have to put this in, but in location. Remember, the more specific you get with the question, the more specific you'll get on the output. Now, if you're more general, then you'll get a general answer, and then you can drill down. So I call it chunking up and chunking down. This is something I learned when I was the marketing director for Advanced Neurodynamics in Hawaii from 1988 to 1994, where we sold books, tapes, and seminars on neuro-linguistic programming, okay, which is the study of how the mind works, how people communicate, make decisions, how you do that with yourself, okay? So your role in blank. All right, so let's see here. So here's what I asked, and I'll show you what happened. Create three prompts I can ask ChatGPT that will help me create my jumpstart action plan to begin creatively buying and selling a lot of houses quickly and efficiently. Is that a good goal? Do you want to know how to do that? Do you want a step-by-step action plan that is smart from a high-level advisor? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Get, pass out the coffee. So. All right. All right. So this is what I gave you this prompt where you can do. Now, you, this is called a prompt template. So a template will have things that you can add in there. I have some great templates to share with you. In fact, I'll show you one of them. So that allows you to do any things, and you put in your own stuff. Then, in fact, when you're doing deal structuring, if you're going to turn it into an offer generator, you create a prompt, and you have, you know, in rent, right? Taxes, insurance, value, repairs. You put all the numbers as fields, and then you create the prompt. So all you do is fill in the fields and then ask the prompt. It's all pre-done for you. You just have to give it the new information. Okay? You can do that with all types of things, but I'm starting to do that with deal structure. So I asked this question, and what it did is it gave me three prompts. Here's the first prompt. Can you provide a detailed step-by-step strategy for a beginner interested in creative real estate investing, particularly focusing on quick acquisition and selling of multiple properties? Please include modern tactics and technologies that expedite this process. So that was the prompt that Chat created, said, well, if you want that, then ask me this. So, now, I have a plugin where it's called Prompt Test, and it allows me to say /enhance, give it this prompt, and it'll enhance it further. Okay, but I just went ahead with this, and it gave me what. It helped me create in one day. I created this for one of the biggest real estate gurus on the planet. He wanted a program on AI. I created a program for him on AI, and he wanted a bonus for ChatGPT for real estate investors. And I created this in one day, and I want to give it to you, okay? ChatGPT super prompts for real estate investors. So about a week ago, I created this. So it gave the entire, so asking that prompt, in fact, here's what you can do, by the way. You can ask this prompt yourself. Take this prompt, go ask it, it's going to give you a game plan. Now, what I did is I took that game plan, and for each of the 10 items, I said, okay, give me three action items to knock out this step. And it gave me the action items. Then I said, give me a prompt to ask ChatGPT to help me knock out that action item. So I have a 40-page document, a complete real estate investing blueprint on everything you do to be successful in real estate. And it's just a set, instead of me teaching you all that, it's questions to ask Chat, will walk you through a multi-million dollar real estate business. It's amazing. You haven't seen it yet, but it's amazing. So the areas that covered is finding deals. So we talked about finding deals already. So I have all the prompts on that. Negotiations. We talked about that. Boosting profits. So you can give chat. There's all kinds of ways to boost your profits, but another use case would be helping, asking questions, say, here's what I'm doing. Here's what's not working. Help me out. Marketing automation. See all these images? I created these yesterday in ChatGPT. I used to use Midjourney. How many people have used Midjourney? Midjourney is like the number one I was using before to create images. And so instead of going out and trying to find the right image for something, you can prompt it, and it'll create images that you can choose from. And I don't like the images that look like AI unless it's okay. If you saw that logo at the beginning of my presentation, I asked it to make that logo. It took 5 seconds. It took 5 seconds to create, and then I had to analyze all the different outputs to pick that one. So, analyzing data. We kind of talked about that. AI tools and strategies. Again, we kind of talked about, you know, if you have a hammer, it's important to have a blueprint to build something, right? And then you need the skills. And if you don't have the skills, then you need to hire the skills, right? How many people want more time? Go buy it from the time sellers. Who's time sellers? Employees. Employees sell. How many? If you're an employee, you're selling your time. If you're a business owner, you know, you have the opportunity to increase the value of what you get back on your time. Okay, so you need to be an entrepreneur. You need to own a business. The best business on the planet is real estate investing. But as far as hiring goes, there's only three people. There's three types of people to hire: a sales animal, an entrepreneur, or support person. Just to simplify it, a support person wants to be an employee. Typically, they like the hours, they like being told they're doing well, they like knowing their job, they like taking responsibility, but they're not excited like some of us as investors and entrepreneurs about growth and scaling and wealth building and increasing our incomes. Okay, entrepreneurs are like that. And entrepreneurs want to do it. They're willing to do anything. If you hire an entrepreneur, they want to know the whole business. They'll take responsibility, but they're going to leave later. Okay? A sales animal, they just want to talk to sellers. They just want to make deals. How many people have hired a sales animal? Right? How many people are a sales animal? You animal. So, some people, I hired my buddy, my partner, Dan Duran. He's a sales animal. I let him do all the selling because I don't want to do it. I want to do the marketing, right? I want to work on stuff. I want to measure results. I want to strategically plan the future. I want to do higher level stuff. So there are tools and strategies to leverage everything that you do in your business. Are you starting to see that? Data-driven decisions. So again, the more information you have, the more confident you're going to be about making a decision on anything. So the question is, what's the next decision in your business? What's the next decision in your real estate business? So for example, you know, are you going to hire someone, or do you want to scale, or do you want to add a new market or a new investing strategy? How many people have gotten some great ideas this weekend that you're excited about to go home and apply to what you're already doing? Excellent. Isn't that why we come here? This is the number one thing to do, is to network and never stop learning. I am like the leading expert on AI, and I'm learning every day. I'm doing new stuff every day. I've spent more time at it because that's kind of my role now. And so now I can save you that time. But it's going to get fun. I just want to give you some warnings about wasting time, because it should be helping you, right? So some of the AI tools that you can go out and play around for free, they'll have like 7-day trial, a 14-day trial, right? And if they get your credit card, you know, they're going to auto-charge you. So here's a tip, just a quick tip. Get a virtual credit card. You can probably get it from your bank or Capital One or something. So you have a different credit card number for each account, and then you can put a date where it cuts it off. So if you have a 30-day trial, have it cut off in 25 days, right? Because if you're using it, you'll notice. But if you forgot to use it, they won't automatically charge you. So I found that's useful. And I have a separate Gmail account for all the free AI tools that I investigate and play with. And there's some cool things. I already told you a couple. I have some more I'd love to share with you. There's some great tools that I use all the time. But I use a Gmail account. I set it up. And when you go to these sites, sometimes you can just sign up by the one click, you know, use your Gmail account. You'll sign up by Facebook, sign up by LinkedIn, sign up by Google. I like signing up by Google. It's quick and easy. It's all on one account. And then I'm getting all this marketing messages, right, from these companies, right? They're lead generating. And it's all in one account. So that's another, you know, time-saving tip. The inner game of success, this is how I started as a marketing guy, selling the inner game, selling personal growth and development. Would you say that the inner game, well, how many people saw Marshall Silver last night? Would you agree that 80% of your success is the mental mindset? It's how you think about things. So we already talked about how to, set some goals, right? And when you set some goals, I want you to expand your thinking. The purpose of this is to expand your thinking. How many people have a few concerns about using AI in your business, right? So I want to help you knock that out, okay? But the question is it a real concern or is it false evidence appearing real? Right? If it's a real concern, let's do something about it. And there are things you can do. So, for example, how many people are concerned that if you put all your information in ChatGPT, that the whole world has access to it? Yeah. Right? Well, it's going into their model, their language model. It's going into their database, okay? And the bot is learning from all these conversations that you have, okay? But in ChatGPT, you can go click on your settings, and you go in there, and you can turn that off. Okay? There's also a thing called custom instructions. You want to go ahead and set up custom instructions. Give it your elevator speech. Go in there, tell them who you are, what you do, and then every time you start a new conversation, if you have custom instructions turned on, and it's usually turned on unless you turn it off, it'll remember who you are and what you do, and it'll give you better output. Okay, this is a new feature. They're coming out with these new features all the time. It's hard for me to stay on top of it. Elon Musk just launched a new chatbot. How many people heard about that? I saw it last night. I just heard about it last night. Don't worry about it. Focus on ChatGPT. Later, when people are raving about that's better than chat, then you go investigate it. Okay. There are other chatbots like Bard with Google and Claude AI. I use Claude AI because it has a higher mental capacity when I have it analyze a lot of data. But again, those are problems to solve when you have it. You got to get started, right? And if you're already using chat, you want to use what it's already doing. Just spend the time to play with it and understand how to use it. Now, how many people have noticed that a lot of the programs you already use are adding these new AI features that they never had before? My tip to you is check it out. It might help, right? I like to find out what everybody's raving about and then check it out, okay? But if you have, I see this on things we already use. Now they have these new features, and that's going to continue to increase. So the last thing you want to do is fall asleep. You don't want to fall behind. You will not be replaced by AI, unless I do it for you. I'll explain that. You will not be replaced by AI. Someone using AI will replace you, okay? Your role, whatever you do, okay? I have a, huh? AI will not replace you. Someone using AI will. you want to be using AI. Because, and some people are afraid that it's going to be, I'm going to be too impersonal and stuff like that. Well, if you've seen that, it's because people are doing it wrong. This will actually improve your relationships, improve your communications, improve your credibility, okay? So that's, so you got to realize that the concerns that people have, a lot of times that's the exact reason to use it, all right? So I said that I can replace you because I have a project that I'm working on, and I've already got it lined up. It's called UGPT. It's how to clone yourself. Now, you can already do that now. The tools are already out there. 11 labs. 11 labs AI. Write that down. If you need audio, if you want to create, if you want to clone your voice, or you want to create a voice, I created an AI assistant named Amy Heyer. Amy Heyer. And she has a Texas draw. And I had chat create the Texas draw script. And then I fed that into 11 labs. Oh, and I cloned it. Yeah, I cloned it by finding like a woman on YouTube with a real strong southern draw. And I cloned that voice. And I created this assistant. Now, you can do that with audio. But now you can do it with video. Here, let me blow your mind real quick, or get your mind thinking. Think if this would help you, okay? There's a tool called Be Human. Be, the letter B, human, AI. So check it out. What you do is you create a short video. So do you think personalized follow-up works, right? Have you ever gotten a thank you note? It makes an impact. Do you think you would have better relationships if you sent out more thank you notes? Yeah, but why don't you do it? It's work, right? It's too much work. It's, you know, you don't have a game plan on that. It should be part of your thing, but it's just another thing to do. How do you know if it's working, right? Okay, so what if you, instead of sending a thank you note, here's even more work. What if every time you had met with someone, you sent them a personal video thanking them and telling them what's the next step? Okay? What if every time someone went online and filled out a web form, they got a personal video from you thanking them and telling them the next step? Be human. You know how you merge names and addresses into direct mail and emails and stuff like that? Mail merge? Email merge, now you got video merge. You create one video. You upload a list of whoever you want to send it to. Let's say I talk to 100 podcast hosts, right? And I want to say, hey, it's Richard. Hey, Tom, I really appreciate being on your podcast. Let me know the next time I can be on the cash flow guys, right? So I got their name, first name. Have the name of their podcast. I just upload their contact information and merge their podcast name and their name. It's on the spreadsheet. I can do 100 video, record one video and send it to 100 people. Emailed, SMS, direct messenger through Messenger, put it on a website, whatever. But it's a personal message to them. So usually you email it to them or text it to them. Okay? Could you imagine doing a personal video to every prospect that came your way, buyers and sellers and investors, automatically? You can do it automatically if there's a trigger. It could be a phone call, it could be an email, it could be filling out a form, but you have to have their data, right? So Be Human, check that out. You can also, you could have an image for each person. It could be their website. You can scrape that and have that in there. It could be the domain name of their email, or it could be their property. If you want to do this type of thing to do follow up with sellers, I do it for follow up with sellers before you like cold, you know, do it cold to sellers. But it's great for follow up, right? You could have a picture, but you could go cold because you could have a picture. How many people have seen where they send out postcards and they have a picture of the house, their house on the postcard, right? You can do a video talking to the person in their name, mentioning their address with a picture of their house behind you in the background. and you do that at scale. All right, so there's so many cool tools. All right, let's see, what's another cool tool? How many people love learning and building your skills and getting new ideas? All right, and we talked about that, so there's two things I want to mention. Your take-home plan from this event and what you do online afterwards, okay? Your take-home plan is you need to follow up with people you met. You need to go through programs that you've purchased, right? You need to go through your notes, right? You have business cards. You can, in ChatGPT, you can take all your business cards if you've gathered them and just scan them and tell it, upload these 10 images, right? And say, create an Excel spreadsheet so I can import that into my CRM. Right? Your notes. If you write, I tried this the other day. My handwritten notes, it couldn't read it. But if you write well, it can read your stuff, right? So I tested that out. You can scan brochures, handouts, flyers. You can analyze any web page, any web link, any PDF link. You can upload PDFs, or you can give a link to a PDF and have AI ask it questions, analyze it, summarize it, pull out the key things, pull out all the contact information. Summarization is huge. What if you got a contract and you've never seen that type of contract? You're unfamiliar with the contract. You can upload a chat with advanced data analysis, right? You can attach the file, or you can take a picture of it, right? And you can say, here's my situation. I'm unfamiliar with this agreement. What should I be aware of? Or how many people would like to make your agreements that you have with your clients more user-friendly, easier to understand, more concise, more streamlined? How many people would like to increase their income on each and every property? Just go to chat and say, I'm managing 20 properties. How can I increase the income on my properties? What else do tenants spend money on that you can provide? Right? If they're spending money on insurance, or if they're spending money on cable, or washing machines, you know, whatever, you know, you can come up with 50 different ways, things you can offer, not only to make more money, but maybe as incentives to get someone into your property. So that type of brainstorming is fabulous as far as if you want to improve something. That's why you have to kind of expand your thinking about what's possible, because anything is possible. Strategic planning is a big one. That's kind of what we're talking about, is set that goal, then make that plan, right? Then plan your work your plan, get feedback and adjust. Setting the goal is the number one thing. So you all should, hopefully, you walk away from here having a specific time-dated goal of what you would like to change from being at this event. What would you like to see in 90 days? Or outside of this event, in your business, 90 days, a year, what would you like to accomplish in a month, right? What do you want to accomplish next weekend? That's all strategic planning, okay? So I got that persona on that, but basically it's analyzing what you want and then figuring out how to get there and overcoming obstacles, okay? If you have obstacles, if you have any problems, ask your advisor, ask your AI advisor, or ask me. I'll be your advisor. I used to be able to answer, solve any real estate problem you guys can throw at me without AI. Now I got AI. I'm out of a job. All right. Hardly. The reason why I know how to teach you how to prompt ChatGPT is I'm a copywriter. I know how to write copy, and I know how to ask the right questions before AI. So I just have that advantage. So we talked about scaling, and scaling smart, sustainable scaling. Scaling in such a way that you're happier. How many people have, like, 10x their business and found out they're making the same amount of money with all that work and staff and everything than they did as a lean and mean operating machine. Okay? So that's strategic planning. So you can scale, but this question is how far, how fast, what, and why? Your intent. So we talked about the persona prompts. I told you I created a persona prompt for Alex. So those are his two books. He's got free courses online. You go to his website and you go through his entire course for free. It's great stuff. I would recommend this. This is really good for information marketers, but you can use it because you're not creating products and offers all the time. You have a system. And then leads, $100 million leads. This is great because it's all about generating leads. You all need that, okay? So I got that persona. So I created a thing called $100 million marketing secrets, which expands off of all of what he's done, you know, including personas and AI tools to implement what works. How many people want a $10,000 bundle of Richard Roop's legacy library with 8 different training systems in there, 7 different live event recordings? How many people want that? When are they giving that away? When's the drawing? That's what I'm giving away as the raffle. Who? When's the drawing? Oh, you got to be there. You got to be there to win? All right. That's what I donated. Everything that I've ever created. Cool, very cool stuff. So, by the way, I'm Richard Roop. I'm the founder of the Aim High Society. I'm also the founder of Mindstorm Marketing, RichardRoop.com, Bottom Line Results, Advanced Neurodynamics, Richard Roop Marketing and Advertising in 1984. That's when I got started while I was in the Air Force. That's a good story. The reason I put up this is I have some great stories, but I don't have time. And we talked about success frameworks. I think we talked about the most ones. I do have an MBA. Never been to college, but I have an MBA in creative real estate, personal growth and development, and direct response marketing. MBA is mentors, books, and audios. That's how I learned. That's how you learn. You learn by doing. You learn by hanging out with the right people. Congratulations to all of you for being here. Give yourself a hand for investing the time to be here. Hopefully, I will be able to support you afterwards because we could have a lot of fun getting really specific on specific outcomes that you want to accomplish, right, in your business. So, overwhelming opportunity, yeah. So, I have my summit next month, the AI Marketing and Growth Hacking Summit. It was going to be for all entrepreneurs. It's really focused now on real estate investing. I've decided to share all my investing secrets as I teach you how to use AI to implement it. And I don't know if you saw the price on the bookstore and stuff. You probably didn't know there was another package available that you can go to the summit for $97. Okay? $97. All right? But you do have other options available here. There's another package I'll show you, which is, and then I'll explain why it's only $97. Okay. So, this, what I recommend is when I'm done, I'll go in back, answer questions, pick up, enroll for my event. I'll go ahead and handle your objections before you go back there. I can't make it. I don't have the time. Yeah. It's risk-free. There's no, you can sign up, get all these bonuses, and still, and then still go. Then decide if you're going to go, but go. All right. I'll explain. Bonus coaching. So what I'm doing is before the event next month, it's online, by the way. It's a virtual event. I'm going to do weekly calls, Q&A calls, teaching you some of the stuff we talked about for 15, 20 minutes, and then doing Q&A to answer questions that you have implementing this stuff in your business prior to the event. Because remember those super prompts for real estate investors, that 40-page document? You can walk away with that today, okay? All right, so bonus coaching, so you might have questions on that. So I'm going to do 5 calls starting Wednesday, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Central. Drop in. If you miss it, you'll get the recording. But take advantage of those live calls. You can get advice, ask questions, right? So I'm going to do every Wednesday until the event December 12th. This is that document that I created with the prompt that I gave you, right? Which you can do on your own now, but how would you wouldn't you love to see what I created? It's amazing. And I'm going to refine it between now and then, but it's amazing right now. So it's actually on my website for $297, okay? I just put it there yesterday. And so you can download that instantly today and start playing with it. And that's a great way to learn AI is actually work on something, okay? Might as well work on your real estate business step by step. And you can jump around. If you're experienced, you can jump to the sections that you need help in, okay? Start your journey. I have a membership, Aim High Society, and you will become a Voyager. So I'm going to give you the Voyager bonus, the toolkit. It's worth $127. And what that is, real quickly, is I have a video on where I cover 10 amazing tools, including like the one I mentioned, a couple of the mentions I mentioned today are in there. There's a lot more. Here's another one where we talk about AI, kind of an hour-long call. Here's another one, a masterclass I did. And there's a tool I created with all these different tools, so you can search for the tool you want. There are actually better ways. What do you think is the easiest way to find the AI tool that you want to find to get a specific outcome? How do you find it? Ask ChatGPT. But you have to have access to the internet, because otherwise it's going to give you old tools, so you want the premium version. Or ask RoopGPT. RoopGPT. I am Roop. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, I am Richard Roop. Okay. So, yeah, and you'll have that marketing secrets program I put together, and you'll get my newsletter. You'll get a new thing every week or two, just cool stuff, and tools and inviting to demos and things you can download. So the next step for you guys, I invite you to sign up for my event. It's the 3-day virtual boot camp. It's 4 hours a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll have access to the replay if you miss it, okay? But also, what I'm doing here, this isn't just an event. It is I am creating a program. Usually, if I came here to speak, I might have already put together a $1,000 program, right, to offer you guys. Would it make sense for me? Because I want to contribute half of that to the RIA, right? By the way, I contribute half of this to the RIA. But the system, I'm going to give you the 3-day access to the event with the replays, but all the tools and so it's a whole system. It's not just a summit like this. It's actually a boot camp, okay? I got that super prompts document with all those prompts, the bonus bundle for Voyagers, the 5 bonus calls. So you add all that up, that's $1,000 right there. Then we have a limited number of handouts here. If you get this today, you'll be able to access how to do anything all at once. That is a 4-hour training that I did to demonstrate how to do anything, anywhere, all at once with demonstrations and training. And that's on my website for $97. So you get that as a free bonus. So you get all of that. You want to know what the price is for all of that? $97. Everything you just saw there, you get for $97, okay? All right, and then, so all that for $97. If you sign up now during this session, you'll be able to get that handout, which you'll be able to access all of your bonuses instantly. Plus, that's where you'll get all your support for the event, all the information, and when we have the recordings, they'll go up into that program. Okay, so we'll get you all set up, and it's totally risk-free, 100% money-back guarantee. Obviously, here it's 30 days. But it goes beyond that, 60 days. So actually 60 days after the event. So you can go all through all the bonuses, go to the event, do everything, and after 60 days you're not happy, I'll give you your $97 back. Huh, what a guy. All right, so aim higher. I hope you let me help you with your journey, all right? I hope this was useful for you. You got some ideas. I want you guys to go start using ChatGPT. Use some of the prompts that I gave you, all right? But better yet, sign up for this, and then you'll be able to talk to me every week for the next 5 weeks. Then we'll spend 3 days together, 4 hours a day on weekdays, and it's very fun, it's very energetic, and it'll be very specific towards the things we talked about today. Thank you. I'll be in the back answering questions. Thank you very much.